Okay, the boy said today's daf is daf Chav Beis. We're holding six lines from the top of the Yomid, where the Gemara begins with a brisa. Tanu Rabbanan. It says in the pasuk, Omar Yoimar Ho'eved. So, a large part of what we're going to learn here on the Omid Aleph will be regarding the Hilchos Ritzia. As you know, what does Ritzia mean when you have an Eved Ivri, who at the end of the 6 years says to his Odoin, Ohafti es adoini es ishti v'es bonoi le'etzei chavshi. You're such a wonderful master. I don't want to leave. I want to stay with you. So the pasuk says, V'rota adoina v'es ozne b'marzea v'avode li'oilam. The Odin takes a marzea. We learned yesterday marzea. In fancy English, it's called an awl. A-W-L, which is a form of drill, which is used to go and pierce holes in leather. So you take this matzeya, or for that matter, the Gemara gave us a whole bunch of other alternatives. You drill a hole in the earlobe of the Eved. One Madiyomer says not in the earlobe, but in the cartilage of the ear of the Eved. And then he can stay ad oilam. Ad oilam means ad oilam mishol yoiva. So the Gemara now goes into some of the details. There's Tanur Rabban. Im oma yoimar Eved. If the Eved says, why does it say in the Lashon HaPosik Omar Yoimar, which obviously is duplicative, to tell you Adshe Yoimar V'Yishna? He has to say it one time and he has to repeat it. He has to say two times. What does he have to say two times? Im Omar Yoimar Ho'Eved Ohavti Es Adoini Es Ishti V'Es Bonoi Loi Eitzei Chofshi. And when does he say these two times? Zok Yomar, he has to say one of them B'Tchilas Sheish, and the other one, b'soif sheish. What's the definition of tchila sheish and soif sheish? We'll see in the Gemara shortly. But in the meantime, it says, Omar b'tchila sheish. If he said these magic words, or hafti esadoni, at the beginning of six, v'layomar b'soif sheish, but he didn't say it at the end of six, ainin yetzah, no good. Shenemar loy eitze chavshi ad shiyoymer b'shas yetziah. The Eitzei Chavshi means at the time that he is about to leave, about to exit, the 6 years are over, he's about to leave the door, he's got to say it now, B'shas Yitzia. Before he leaves, he's got to say, Ahavti es Adonai. Omer B'soif Sheish, but if he said it, B'soif Sheish, but the Omer B'tchila Sheish, only at the end, but he didn't say at the beginning of six, ain't a Nirtza. Also not Nirtza. Shenemar, Im Omer Yoim Haro Eved, Hu Eved, as long as he's still an Eved. However, if it's already the end of his servitude, he's not an Eved any longer. So that's what he has to say. But what exactly are the definitions of Tchila Sheish and Soif Sheish? Zok Yimor. We repeat the Brice over again. If he said at the beginning of six, but not at the end of six, Einoi Nirtza. He's not nirtza. Shenema le'etzei chavshi. It's got to be at the time of yitzia when he's about to leave. He's got to say it b'soif sheish. Frey Timora, my iri maloi etzei chavshi. Typically, the be'inan ohafti es adoni es ishti v'es bonoi v'leka. The Gemara assumes at this moment that chila sheish means when he was originally bought or sold as a slave. At the very beginning of 6 years of slavery. The first day, he says, the oven, you know what? I really like what's going on over here. I see that you're a nice, gracious individual.
How is it possible by day one he already knows? It seems a little counterintuitive.
But his reputation precedes him, and he sees already how gracious the oven is to him as he comes into the house. Come on in, you're my... not my slave, but you're my honored guest, esteemed. Yeah, you'll have to do some servitude as well.
Yeah,
after all, you're the slave.
He has a point. Yes. You cannot say that, and the Adon gives him a wife and children.
Very good. So that's the Gemara's point. Your point is an excellent point. We'll get to that in a moment. But in the meantime, the Gemara and the Havamin assumed that B'tchila Sheish means at the very, very outset, as he is entering into the door, not Mamish, 10 minutes later, an hour later, but the very first day, he has to go and say, "Ohafti es adoni es ishti v'es banolei etzei chavshi." Says the Gemara, if he says it only at the beginning of the sixth and not at the end of the sixth, no good, because he has to say it b'shas lo yetze chavshi b'shas yetzir. Frank the Gemara, what's the reason why you have to say lo yetze chavshi? I'll tell you another reason. The reason why he has to say it at the end of the 6 years, because on day number one, it's impossible for him to say ohavti es adoni as ishti v'ezbonoi. I like my Odoi. Yeah, at first glance, he looks like a great guy. But he's not married to the Isha yet, and he certainly doesn't have Bonim yet. As you recall, we learned yesterday and already a couple of days ago, said in Parshas Mishpatim, Em begapo yovoi begapo yetze, em baal Isha hu, v'yotze ishtoi imai. And from that, the Gemara learned that any time a person has an Eved Ivri, if that Eved Ivri was previously or currently married, then Rabbi Noisim Loi Shivcha Kananis. The rabbi can go and give him a Shivcha Kananis for him to go and produce future Avodim, future Shvachos, future offspring. In fact, the Gemara brings another Rai, it says in the Pasuk, Ki Mishneh Schar Socher Avodcha Shei Shavim. Mishnah, he worked twice, overtime. Morris says he has to work 24-7. 24-7? How is it possible to go work both at day and at night? Doesn't he have to sleep? Morris says during the day he does normally slavery type of work. At night, Rabbi Moisra Loi Shivcha Kananis, he lives with the Shivcha Kananis, they produce offspring, and all of those offspring will belong to the Odoi. So in that sense, the slave is now working for him during the day and at night. So once the Odoin is Moiseloi Shivcha Kananis, then he has an Ishti, then he has a wife. When this wife becomes pregnant and they have children, then it's Bonoi. So Freitas the Gemara, at the beginning of the sixth year, on day number one, how can he go and say, Ohaftias Odoini as Ishti, as Bonoi? He didn't even get an Isha yet. And even if the rabbi gave him an Isha as soon as he walks through the door, he certainly doesn't have Bonoi yet.
So he only have an Isha. He has to come in and marry.
Very good. So now Brother Shai says, maybe the pshat in the pasuk, Ishti, is referring to his pre-existing wife. But if that's the case, that has nothing to do with the grounds or the premises for staying on as an Eved ad oylem al-yom shayoyvo. The reason why he's sticking around is he's saying, this is such a wonderful experience over here. Great Odoi, you gave me a great wife, you gave me great children, I love it here, I want to stay. He's talking about pre-existing wife and children, those are not grounds to stay with the Odoi to whom he is enslaved. So therefore, Avada says the Gemara, I don't need a possibly Eitzichovshi to tell you that this statement of a Haftiyah Sadoni has to be made, the Soif Sheish. The Su, and Nochakash, it says right in the Brice, Omer B'Soif Sheish, Omer B'Tchiva Sheish, if he only said at the end of the sixth. And not at the beginning of the sixth, Einoi Nirtzash and Emar, because it says in the Pasuk, Em Omer Yoimar Ho Eved, that as long as he's still an Eved, he has to make the statement. Frey Timor Otto Seif Sheish, Lav Evedu. I agree with you, once the 6 years have ended, if it's day number one into the seventh year, he worked Sheish Shonim Yavrit, Uvashvias Yetzel Lechav Shechidam. 6 years have passed. Now it's the next morning. I agree with you, he's no longer an Eved. But if you're saying B'Soif Sheish, B'Soif Sheish means he's still within the sixth year, an hour before Tzeisak Echovim on the final day, but he's still an Eved. So why are you telling me it's going to be B'Tchila Sheish, Achiyem Yishu, Eved? No problem. You could say both statements L'Choyre at the Soif Sheish. And still Mimakayim, number one, Loi Eitzei Chofshi, at the time of Yitzia. And number two, he's still an Eved because he hasn't left his Odoin's Rishus. It's still within the 6 years. And therefore, Omer Rava said, no, you got a totally wrong conception of what's going on. When it says Tchila Sheish and Soif Sheish, both of them are talking about on the final day of his servitude. Final day. He worked already 5 years and 353 days. We are now on the 354th day, as you know.
65.
The solar calendar is 365, but most Jewish calendars, it's only 354. Except when we have an Ibayur, Ibayur means Shana Mu'uberet, then we have to add another 29 days. Good. Yes.
Is there a machlokes whether this declaration has to be made in the beginning of the sixth year or the end?
So that's excellent. Thank you, Ariel, for helping us out. So what the Brice is telling us is, both statements, Omer Yoimar, are made on the final day, on that 354th day. The first one has to be made prior to Prut Achrayna, and the second one is made B'soif Prut Achrayna. Omer Rava, B'tchilas Prut Achrayna, B'soif Prut Achrayna. So how do you measure, what does that mean, Prut Achrayna? So you recall over the last few days we've been talking about that one of the ways for an Omer Ivriya and or an Eved Ivri to leave prematurely is through what we call Giro'in Kesef. Giro'in Kesef means that we amortize the amount that was paid over the number of years that he was working. So, to make a very simple case, we have an Eved Ivri is being sold for 6 years, and he was sold for $600. So were the Odin to agree to allow him to leave early after 3 years, he'd have to pay back $300 for the remaining 3 years, and we're done. Okay, so now taking $100 for 1 year, do the math, figure out how much the Shova Pruta is on the final day. Let's make life simple without taking out our calculators. Let's assume that the last 1 hour on the final day, the 354th day, 1 hour before Shkia or before Tzeisak Rechavim, that equals a Shava Pruta. Let's just assume. Maybe it's 2 hours, maybe it's an hour and a half, maybe it's 45 minutes. Just make life simple. 1 hour is worth of Pruta. So you're going to multiply that by 24, and then you're going to multiply it by that 354, and then you'll see whether that adds up to $100 for a year, and if it doesn't, then add another few minutes. Fine. So, that final hour, prior to the final hour, let's assume that day, 6 o'clock is Shkia or Tzeisak Rechavim. At 4 o'clock in the afternoon, prior to the Pruta Achroina, the Odin says, we're getting ready to make for you a farewell banquet since you worked so diligently and so devotedly over the last 6 years. So he says to him, no. I hafti es adoni es ishti v'ezbona le'eti chavshi. I ask for a favor, I want to stick around. This is a great place to live. I'm going to go and be thrown on the streets. I'm going to be homeless. I can't even go to the homeless shelters because they're full of migrants now and there's no room for anybody. So do me a favor, take me on for the next fine.
Could it also be that he's attached to his offspring?
Ahavti es adoini, es ishti, v'es banai.
But they're not his, they're the slave owners.
It's true. Legally, they belong to the slave owners. But biographically, or biologically, I should say, they are his. So therefore he's saying, I love this situation of living with my wife, the Shifrei Kananis. I love these kindalach, even though they're not mine legally, they belong to him, but I'm the one that's supporting them, not supporting in terms of monetary, but I diaper them, and I'm the one that makes sure that they get up in the morning, and yeah, that's
so
it.
So halachically, who do the kids have to listen to? The Adon or the...
They belong to the Adon. If they have any feel for a Tati Mami, then they will listen to their father.
As far as, let's say, mitzvahs, kibud al va'im, these kids.
They have the status of goyim. It says goyim.
Okay.
If they follow the Decalogue, then they should go in.
With the seven Noahide laws.
So seven Noahide laws. Is Kabit of Yichrev Nechem one of the seven Noahide laws?
No, but I think, but they also have like rational mitzvahs, meaning any mitzvahs that are rational.
You would think so. In fact, when the Gemara wants to know, Ad Heichen Kibbut Avaim, the Gemara brings a raya from Domba Ben Asina, who was a Gentile.
Yeah.
Very good. Anyway, so getting back to our Gemara. So our Gemara says that if the Prut Achroina is Lamashal, the last hour from 5 to 6, 4 o'clock he should go and say to the other, doesn't that before? 2 o'clock, sometime before the Prut Achroina, he says to the other, Ahafti Yisishti, I love you, Adonia Yishti, Vabana. Good. In addition to that, after 5, between 5 and 6, make sure, don't pass 6 o'clock, it's got to be still whoever, it's still got to be. When it's still within that final hour, between 5 and 6, then he says once again, Ohavti es adoini, es ishti, es bana, le'etzi chavti. Those are the two times. So based on this, that's what the Gemara says, Amar Rava, betchilas pruta achroina, besaif pruta achroina, betchilas really means prior to the beginning, prior to the onset of pruta achroina. That's how Rashi learns. Say Prut Achrayna means within that final Pruta. So how does that work now? So just take a quick look again at the beginning of the Braisa. Now that we know the Pshat, it'll go very simply. Tana Rabbana, where we started off today. He has to say twice. If he says it at 3 o'clock in the afternoon on the final day. And he didn't say it between 5 and 6. He has to say it as we're getting ready to leave. It's 5 to 6. 6 o'clock he leaves. He's already getting his bags together. He's putting on his jacket and coat. He's about to leave the door. That's when he has to make a statement before the Shas Yitzir. But one second. He said it within that final Plutach right. But he didn't say it back at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Eved, when he still has the full-fledged status of an Eved. Rashi says that during the Prutach Reine, between 5 and 6, since it's already less than a full pruta of servitude, of slavery left, he's no longer called an Eved. Even though he still has to go and mop the floors and do whatever he has to do for the next half hour or hour until 6 o'clock. True. But since the value of those services, based on the amortization schedule, was less than a pruta, it's as if he's no longer an Eved. Therefore, he has to say it at 3 or 4 o'clock when there's still more than a pruta left to his slavery. Then he has to make the statement. But he also has to make a statement. That's why he has to make it twice on the final day. Yes, sir.
Yeah, just by going from the words tchil shesh is 6 years, right? So how can we say here tchila shesh is a mere few hours before sof shesh?
What you're asking is excellent, but that's how the Gemara learns pshat lemaisa in the pshat in the braisa. The braisa is a little bit vague. The Gemara saying tchila shesh means at the very beginning of the end of the shesh, the beginning of the end. Tana Rabbana. Now the Gemara gives a whole bunch of scenarios. Loi ishu banam. What happens if, in fact, as a result of his being the slave, he has that wife, that shifcha kananis, and he has produced offspring? Ule rabbi, his odoy, unfortunately, ain ishu banam. The rabbi has no wife. His wife passed away. Maybe he's an alta bacher. Maybe he divorced his wife, but he has no wife. Ain inirza. No din of ritzia. Why? Shenemer says in the pasuk, I hate chavi es pesecha. If you have the Torah or Hashalim, it's number 4. If the Eved says to the Oden, I'm not leaving you. I love you. And your home. You and I together, we have a mutual, wonderful relationship. Now when it says, Beisecha doesn't mean, oh, you have such a beautiful mansion. It has columns outside, and it has beautiful chandeliers. Beisecha is referring to the wife. Gemara says, I'm sorry, Nachman? Avchizia. That in the Oilo, I never called my wife Ishti. Ishti, I always called her Ishti Beisi. I called her my home. In fact, in Yiddish, among the Hasidim, they don't refer to the wife. They go and say, Man Shtib. When they refer to their wives, they say, Man Shtib, which means my home. That's the lady where I. She's in charge. She's Yakeris Abayis. She's in charge of that. Anyway, so how can he go and say to the Odin, I love you and your home, meaning your wife, if he has no wife? So therefore, any answer. Now, the other way around. The rabbi Yishuvanim, if the rabbi does have a wife and children, for like any Yishuvanim that he doesn't have, well, that's simple. He has to have that Shifcha Kananis, he has to have the kids. If not, then ain't in it. Now, who are you, this rabbi? What happens if he loves the rabbi? For rabbi, ain't a havoi. But the rabbi doesn't particularly like him. In other words, the rabbi is a great guy, he's so generous and so gracious, but the rabbi says, I can't wait till these 6 years are out of here because can't stand him. What's it in? Ain't in it. Shnemekos says, Hitoi v'loi imach. It's good, not just it's good for him, he has a good life there in the house of the other, but it's imach. It's a mutual relationship. And therefore, Rabbi Oy Havoy, who ain't Oy Havis, Rabbi Oy Havis, that the Rabbi loves him, but he doesn't love the Rebbe, also ain't a Nirza. Shinemar, the Ahevcha, the Esbezech. And the Gemara could have brought Lechar the other Pasik. He has to say, Ahavti, as Adoini, as Ishti, Vizbana. He can't say Ahavti if he doesn't love it. Now, what happens if Hu Choyle, Rachman Litzlan, this Eved Ivri, is sick? The Rabbi ain't a Choyle, but the Rabbi Baruch Hashem is okay. Also ain't a Nirza. Rashi apparently is not goyrist imach. He says kitoy vloy, leave out the imach from the pasuk. Kitoy vloy, only grounds that he can have of staying with his odoin until the oivel year is toy vloy, that everything is going well for him. If Nebuchadnezzar is sick, things are not going well, he cannot request. He can request it, but there's no din of Ebenirta to stick around until the oivel. Similarly, Rabbi Choylevu Eina Choyle, when happens the rabbi is sick and he, Baruch Hashem, is not sick, also Eina Nirta. Shinemar, because it says, Ki Toiv Loi Imach. That's where the Imach appears, that it's not only Toiv Loi, that it's good for you that you're Baruch Hashem healthy, but Imach, that the rabbi is also healthy. It's got to be a mutually happy Toiv Loi Imach relationship. So, boy Rabbi Barabai. So, Rabbi Barabai asks, what is the major emphasis in this passage? Is it the toiv loy, or is it the imach? What does that mean? Shneim choylen mai. What happens if both of them nebuch are krat? Both of them are in the same IC unit in the hospital. Imach be'inu bo'ikah. Unfortunately, they are roommates nebuch in the hospital, so it's an imach. Oy dil miki toiv loy imach be'inan. And it's not toiv loy, and it's not toiv loy. Nebuch, both of them are sick. Tomorrow v'aleka. We don't have that. Tomorrow teiku tish b'yitaretz. We'll wait until Mashiach. Now, it's interesting, before we continue on, we started off that you have to go, that he has to repeat himself twice. In Omar Yoimar Ho Evet. So I saw a word back in the beginning of Parshas Voschanan, Voschanan Hashem Voesehi Leimar, Moshe Rabbeinu said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ata Achiloisa Laharis Es Avdecha, you already began to show your Eved, meaning me, Es Godlecha, V'es Yodcha, Hashem Mikir B'Hashemayim of Oretz Hashayasech HaMaasecha V'chivoreisecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks you for Rachmanis, Ebrana V'era Es Oretz HaToiva, I want to go over to Eretz Yisrael. I don't want to die here in Chutz Laretz. I want to continue to live and stay with you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and go with Klal Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael. What is this discussion? So the Yalkut said the discussion is that Moshe Rabbeinu was saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you called me your Eved. L'chol Beisi Ne'eman Hu. Lo Yichein Avdi Moshe. This is talking about at the end of the discussion with Miriam, right before Parsha Shlach, in the Parsha of Baloischa, when Miriam was speaking poorly about Moshe Rabbeinu. So Kadosh Baruch Hu said, how can you talk about Moshe Rabbeinu like that? Moshe Rabbeinu is special. Lo Yichein Avdi Moshe. The whole Beisi Neman. Oh, so he's called an Eved. So the Yalkut says that Moshe Rabbeinu said, oh, I'm an Eved. And notice he said, Ata Chilois Laharo, he says, Avdecha, me, the Eved. Kadosh Baruch Hu, I want to stay with you. I want you to make me into an Eved Nirtza. I want to stay with you, the Oyla. Move B'Yalkut, Ki Oma Moshe Rabbeinu. I'm reading now from Mayona Shel Torah on Parshas Veschana. Oma Moshe Rabbeinu, think of Kadosh Baruch Hu. She Heidinoi Kedin Eved. Who Oymer? What does it say in the Pasuk? O Hafti Es Adoini Es Ishti Ves Panuli Yetzi Chavshi. V'lo Yetzi Gam Hu Mena Oylam. I don't want to leave the Oylam. I want to stay with you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Yalkut, Kadosh Baruch Hu said to him, Moshe Rabbeinu, Al Toisev Daber Elai Oy Badaber Hazeh. I don't want to discuss this anymore. Let's move on. You've already asked.
I don't like it. That's all you have to say.
Oh, no. So he brings here from the Sefer Asifa Sakoyin, not because I don't like you, but rather because it says in Mesechtes Kiddushin, Vim Omar Yoimor Eved, Ad Shi Yoimor V'Yishne. You have to repeat it twice. You have to say, you have to say, don't you say, Chavshi twice. Therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, Al Toisev Daber Elai Oy Badaber Zeh. Don't repeat it again. If you repeat it again, I'll be stuck. He said it one time, Besoich Betchila Sheish, but not Besoich Sheish. Don't say it anymore. He said it one more time, I'm going to be stuck.
Amen. So, where was the 6 years that Moshe Rabbeinu was supposed to be?
It was even more than that, exactly. So, okay, it's not even precise. Good. Anyway, this is the part that he brings from a Sefer Asifas Koyin. I'm not sure who that is. Maybe it's from the Shach. Okay, anyway, and we move on. Turn it over. Zoktimara, we had this Gemara already a few days ago. Kitoy v'loy imach. When you have an Eved Ivri, you got to be nice to him. Not like an Eved Kanani. Eved Ivri, you got to be nice to him. I mean, you can be nice to Eved Kanani too, but there's no requirement. Kitoy v'loy imach, imach b'machel, imach b'mishteh. That you have to be together in food and in drink. What does that mean? You have two different types of bread. One, a beautiful triple A grade, triple A flour. The other one is triple Z flour. That you're having pastakia nicely sifted, and his is full of bran and other things. Nowadays we call it whole wheat bread.
That's more expensive.
More expensive, and people say that it's organic and that it's even healthier. And they got some ass. But in terms of Chazal, gluten-free, because gluten-free bread is difficult.
Here
in America, for money, you can get anything. Anyway, so we'll oichel pas kibber. You cannot go and eat the beautiful white bread and give the other guy the black bread, the inferior bread. After show you yai and yoshen, you drink wine from King Louis from 1842, $10,000 bottle of wine. We'll show you yai and chodesh, and you give the other guy grape juice. After yoshen gabi mukin, you go and sleep on a mattress together with cushions, together with a down blanket, all the rest. He has to sit, never lie down on straw. You can't omru from this, we learn. Whoever goes and buys an Eved Ivri, it's as if you're buying your own master. In other words, you got to go and treat him with the utmost of respect. He's a fellow Jew. Turn about. It says, right, what happens if at the end of the 6 years he doesn't say Yohafiyas Adoyi, now he's leaving? Or for that matter, in Yoivul Yer, and now he's leaving. It says in the Pasuk, Yotzim Imach, he's now leaving you. Who? Uvan of Imai. He, together with his children. Now the question is, what children are we talking about? We're talking about the children from the Shifcha Kananis, they stay behind. Elamai, we're talking about pre-existing children that he had before he got his status of an Eved. They were never in servitude, that they're leaving. What is this lashon? Who uvan avim? They're all leaving. They were never in to leave. Amar Rav Shimon, in who nimkar? One of them noisemim nimkarim. He was sold as an Eved, but the children weren't sold as an Eved. What is this business that they leave with him? Mikan from this I learned Shirabi chayv b'mezayin his bonav, that the rabbi throughout the 6 years, besides supplying food to the Eved, he has to supply food to the children. Similarly, it says in the Pasuk, Bal Ishahu, if he was previously married to a regular wife, the Yotze Ishta Imai, then the Isha goes out together with him. And again, over Shimon, Imhum Nimkar, Ishta Mi Nimkra, she wasn't sold, he was sold. Mikan Shirabi Chaim Zoynis Ishtoi, he has to support the wife as well. So they have two limudim. One, they have to support the kids, one, they have to support the wife. Utsricha, why do I have to have two? Maybe the kids are really young and they are not able to go and support themselves. After all, an 8-year-old child, a 10-year-old child, how is he going to go and support himself? The rabbi has to support him. When you're talking about the wife, she can go and get a job. Some women today make more money than the men. And so therefore, the woman can go and get a job and support herself. I would say that the Odoin is off the hook. He doesn't have to support the wife. It's a busha for her to have to go around, Rashi says, to be choizer al hapsochim, that she has to go around from door to door. Poshep shat choizer al hapsochim could mean for charity, or choizer al hapsochim could mean to get a job. She's knocking, maybe you have a job for me, maybe you have a job for me. It's a busha for a woman to have to do that. That's why the Odoin supports her. Even if the kids happen to be young, 8, 10 years old, hey, mister, maybe I could do something for you. Can I go and deliver something to a shul, to something to the yeshiva, to your place of work, to your friend, I'll take your letter, I'll carry your burden, whatever. Maybe I can mop the floors. So the kids could support themselves with menial jobs, and for them it's not the same busha to go and knock and say, mister, can I give you a hand with something? And if you're maybe loading up your car, I'll carry some of your packages, some of your suitcases, etc. So you make a couple of dollars. So aim a lois, I would think maybe the other is not responsible to go and support them. So you have to have both psukim, that you have to support not only the Eved, but also the pre-existing wife and children. That's why it says the Yotze Ishta Imri. Turn about. Let's go back to Ritzia, to boring the hole. It says in the Pasuk,
if the Adon is paying for the prior children and the prior wife, but he still has no ownership over them.
Exactly. Certainly, they were not sold as slaves.
They have to bring the Jewish schools.
Yes,
the
that doesn't say. It just says food. It says in the pasuk, "V'lokachta es hamartzeya." The odin takes the drill. The fancy word is awl. A W L. V'lokachta es hamartzeya. V'nasata ba'oznoi uvadelis. V'nasata bi'oznoi uvadelis. Says Yimar, turn around. Even number, if it wouldn't say bi'oznoi uvadelis, it would just say oznoi vadelis. Or you say, "Oy mi yibkar keneged oznoi vadelis." Delis in oznoi loy. What I would say is, the Torah doesn't really mean you bore a hole in someone's ear. It doesn't sound like the Torah would say something like that. So presumably, if it would say oznei badelis, would mean that you have the Eved put his ear to a door, and then you make a hole on the other side of the door, corresponding to where the ear is. You make a hole until it reaches the outside of the door, where the oizen, where the ear is, and then you stop. And you don't make a hole in the ear itself. That's if it would say oznoi uvadelis without the bays. The real pasuk says v'lakachta samatzeya v'nasata bi oznoi uvadelis. So Gemara says even nemar, if it wouldn't say bi oznoi, it would just say oznoi uvadelis. V'yisi oimer yidkar, yidkar means to drill, make a hole, keneged oznoi, corresponding to his ear, from the other side of the door, vadelis. But Delis in Ozni Loi, only the Delis and not his ear. Zokti Mora, that's how I'd learn the Pasik. Voizen Loi, I have a Befedish another Pasik. Voxe Verotza Adoinov es Oznoi Bamatzea. It says very clearly that you make a hole in the ear. Ella, we start again. Ella Yisi Oimer, if it would only be the first Pasik, and it would say Oznoi Vadelis, not be Oznoi, but only Oznoi Vadelis, what I would say is Ella Yisi Oimer Tzemna. The oizen me avroi. What you do is have the Eved stand here in the middle of the room, not near the Delis, somewhere far removed from the Delis, go and bore a hole in his ear, like it said in that second pasuk. Forotza doinav es oznei b'matzeah. See, now he bore the hole. And let's go back to pasuk number one. V'lakachta es hamartzeah, v'nasata, and if it wouldn't say, be oznei uvadelis, yes, oznei uvadelis, and I would say, like I said before, Eliyisi Oimer, Yitzimla Oyim Avroi, first go and bore the hole independently. And then, after the boring of the hole, the Anichena Aladelis takes the ear now and place it on the door. The Yidkar can make it Ozim Adelis and make a hole from the other side in the Delis until you reach the Oizen of the Evet. Talmud Oimer, of course it said in the Pasik, not just Ozim, but Be Ozim Yuvadelis, that teaches you Haketzet. You don't do two separate borings, one of the ear and then one into the delis. You have the person, the Eved, put his ear to the door, make a hole in the ear until you reach the delis, but you don't even have to perforate the delis at all. The delis remains totally intact. It was just the background where the, this way nobody has to hold on to the ear as you're boring through it. The door will be lying there against the door, and you make a hole in the poison. So Gemara, now it says in the Pasuk, Delis, what is the purpose of the Delis, especially if you're not even making a hole in the Delis? The Delis is just the background. So Gemara, Shemeani bein akura bein she'ein akura. Who says the Delis has to be standing in a doorway like our doors typically are, even if the Delis was uprooted and lying on the ground? You can use that in the form of like a bed, have the Eved lie down on the door, which is on the floor, and now, maybe the door is not on the floor, maybe the door is on top of a mattress, on top of a bed. You have him lie down on that, and you make a hole in the oizen on that door. No, no, no. Tamalima, the pasuk continues on, mezuzah. Where does it say mezuzah? It says in the pasuk, v'higisha adoinav elu alihim, v'higisha el hadeles, oi el ha-mezuzah. V'ratza adoinav es oznei, v'matzei av'avod li oylem. What is this Vigishe Eladelis El Mezuzah? We said that you have to go into it, but Ozni Uvadelis. How does the mezuzah come into the picture? The mezuzah is only telling you, Ma mezuzah mu'umid, just like a doorpost is only called a doorpost if it's standing. If the doorpost is lying on the floor, it's not a doorpost. Doorpost, if it's in, it's enclosing a path, a doorway, and it's a doorpost. Adelis, a door, is a door, even if it's on the floor. you can see that it's uprooted, somebody took it off its hinges, or you didn't put on its hinges yet. You're in construction, it's still a door. But a doorpost is only a doorpost when it's posted in the door. So Mama says, Umen Avtel Estanim Bot. Good. So these were halachas. Now the Gemara goes a little bit, if you will, into a shikla gadata. Rabbi Yechim and Zakeh Yedurish and Mikra Zeh Kimin Choymer. Rabbi Yechim and Zakeh would go and darish in the following pasuk Kimin Choymer. What means Choymer? So Rashi says right before the Mishnah, that 8 lines in, Choymer is Tzror HaMargolius. Tzror HaMargolius means a necklace made out of pearls. Utzror HaBoisim Toli B'Tzavor V'Tachshit. And on the necklace, they have these little amulets. And in the amulets, you have a little container in which you put in psamim, in which you put in some nice perfume, or psamim like we have on Matzah Shabbos, so that it's a tachshit and also makes the gives a little perfume to the lady. So that's what he means to say is, this pshat that I'm going to say now is like a beautiful pearl necklace that smells from beautiful perfume. It's really a wonderful scent. That's how Rashi and Tosfos learned a little bit differently. He says, Kimin Choyme means Kimoy Hamasa. If you look at the top Tosis, he brings first the Rashi, Tzror HaMargolius, and then in the second line, Rabbeinu Tam Pirish, Choymer means Masa. Masa means the story that happened. V'chein Pirish Aruch, Aloshen Arabi, in Arabic, Shoim Lechaveir Ma Masecha, when you see someone, you say, hey, what, how you doing? Ma Masecha. You don't say Ma Masecha. Oim Aloi Ma Chamrecha means, what are you doing? Or what's been happening to you? So what does that mean? So Gemara explains. He explained. What's happens that we see by an Eved that wants to stay with his Odoi, we bore a hole in the ear. Maybe you should bore a hole in his nose, in his toes, in his hand, in his finger. What's happens to the ear? Kodesh Baruch Hu says, the oizen, the ear of this Eved that heard on Har Sinai. Vishoshamarti kimi b'nei Yisrael avodim. Avodai hay. Vulei avodim la'avodim. You're supposed to be my avodim. Not dedicate yourself to being Yankel or Beryl's Eved. V'holach zeh b'kona odim li'atzmoy. Since you didn't listen to this kimi b'nei Yisrael avodai hay. The answer, that's why it deserves to have a whole place through the ear. So that's what he means kimin choymer, kimin hamaser. Just like the mass that happened on Har Sinai, where Kadosh Baruch Hu said, "Kli b'nei Yisrael avodim," and what did you do? You didn't listen. That's where we're boring a hole in your ear. I don't really understand this Gemara fully. Number one, at Har Sinai, we don't find the words "Kli b'nei Yisrael." Kli b'nei Yisrael, of course, are in the Torah. It goes without saying. But that's in the middle of Vayikra. What we're talking about over here. What was said at Har Sinai was the Aser Sedibris, who was in Yisroi or Be'eschana. So you're going to tell me, no. It says in the Svarim that although Moshe Rabbeinu only said, Kadosh Baruch Hu said the Aser Sedibris, but that was Koil Kol HaTorah Kula. So that includes Kli B'nei Yisrael. As well as at the very beginning, it says, Anoich HaLashem Rekecha, Asher Tisich Me, Asher Tisich Me, the base Avodim. It says, Ben Yehoyada. Why does it have to say me base Avodim? It would have been enough to say, Anoich HaLashem Rekecha, Asher Tisich Me, Asher Tisich Me. What's Rebeis Avodim? So that alludes to this, that you were Avodim Leparai, I took you out to be my Avodim, and now you decide that you want to be an Eved to somebody else, Le'olam, until the Oival year. That's why he gets the hole. Okay. But didn't it say, also in the Aseret HaDibris, the mitzvah, for instance, of Shmir Shabbos, Zochas Yom Shabbos Lekach. What happens if someone, Chas V'Shalom, is Mechal Shabbos? Doesn't see anywhere we go and make a hole in his ear, so we should say the same thing. You have to go and keep Shabbos. Then he was mechal Shabbos. We should go make a hole in the ear. The same thing applies to if he makes a false vow, or if he's not mechabit avaim, and any one of the other. But that's the Gemara Zayzuk Rabbi Yechim and Zakai, that's kimin choymer. Why we bore the hole in the ear because of this inyan of the avad. We add another nekuda. He has to stand next to the zealots. We talk about the mezuzah. The zealots of mezuzah were standing there, and they were the edim when the Klal Yisrael put the blood on top of the mashkoif, and as a result, says the Kaddish Baruch Hu, Ufasachti al ha-Pesach, Pelitin ha-Mashchis, Lovi ha-Batechem lingoiv. Ah, so those, the Delis and the Mezuzah, saw firsthand how I had Rachmanis on the Jewish people and I took him out of its right. The Amar Tikli b'nei Yisrael, Abadabli, 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 Boi Tzeis, Mi Abzus, Achayis, V'holach Zeh, V'kona Adam, Li Atzmai, If you're not to be afraid, he has to be in front of the two Edom, those Edom that were there at the time of Mitzrayim, they're going to look disapprovingly on this individual that he wants to extend his avdus and not extend his avdus to Kadosh Baruch Hu, he's extending his avdus to this individual.
Yeah, the conclusion of the Gemara is that the Marseya is the Avarim and the Rome. Right.
We had a machloikis yesterday. Our Gemara really didn't address it today. Yesterday, the Gemara said one man, the other said half
the
week.
What is the conclusion? Is it was in the Marseille, is Amberir or Roman?
It's the conclusion is based on the Gemara and Machloikis. What's the halacha lemaisi? You'd have to check out the Rambam. I doubt it'd be in Shulchan Aruch because Eved Ivri and Omer Vriya doesn't apply today. What our good friend Rabbi is asking is, what's the halacha? Do you make the hole in the earlobe or do you make it in the cartilage, the higher part of the ear? The Gemara did not decide it. We only had a machlokes yesterday. Our Gemara didn't address it today. Halacha lemaisa, you'd have to check out the Rambam, how he paskins, whether it's the earlobe or the higher part.
Before we go to the next Mishnah.
Yes, what's your quick question, Bill?
Okay, what happens when an Eved Ivri sells himself, he brings the wife and children to the Adam?
Yes.
Over 6 years, he's supposed to go out. He goes near himself. What happened to the wife, the Jewish wife and Jewish children? They stay again as slaves? Or they go free?
They were never, well, let's start again. The pre-existing wife and children were never slaves. They were never sold as slaves. They get the support. They get mezonos. That's right. It doesn't even say shelter. It doesn't say even clothing. It doesn't say tuition. It just says mezonos. That the odin, in addition to giving food to the slave, he also has to go and give food to the pre-existing wife and to the kids. It doesn't say anything more than
so
that.
So it'll be for life. If the guy becomes an Eved Leola, he has to give
hopefully he's a good Eved and he's worth the amount of food that is being paid to him and
he's
to his
financial wizard.
And she cannot divorce the guy. She cannot get married.
Who can't get married?
The Jewish wife.
Why can't she? She married to him?
Yeah, but she wants to get divorced. She wants to be.
If she wants to get divorced, I'll have to work out the terms.
Yeah,
exactly. Go back to Gittin. It's theoretically possible to have both wives. How can you have two wives? As you know, the times in the Torah, you can have multiple wives. After Ben Gershom, you can't have multiple wives. In Yemen or other places, some places, they still have multiple wives. Anyway, the bottom line is, he retains his old wife unless he gives her a get, and he gets the new wife in the form of the Shifcha Knas.
One more question for me. So what happened to the mezuzah?
One second. Yes, Shlomo, yes. You're all the way from Eretz Yisrael. You get priority. Yes.
One thing we learned conclusively is that your allegiance to Hashem is all or nothing.
Yes, all or nothing. And that's the reason why you probably saying the word all, because he used the all for the drilling. Shkaya.
Exactly.
Shelly, where are you, Shelly? When we need
Shelly,
you.
I'm thinking Shelly.
I'm sure.
But
so yes. Brother Shai is asking a question.
We talked about Delis. And Delis is where he has to do the boring. But
right.
The Pashup shot of the Pasuk,
yeah,
is
in the Delis itself.
In or Mezuzah. Oh,
yeah.
Mezuzah.
Yeah, yeah.
So why do we disregard the mezuzah altogether.
Right, had a mesoyer that's the pshat in the pasuk.
Okay.
You're 100% right. You and I couldn't say that. I'm sorry, Nachmul?
You don't do it in the mezuzah. You do it only on the Dallas. But,
right.
But
mezuzah is just the witness for
so
the witness.
Here we learned there were mezuzahs in Mitzrayim.
Mezuzah doesn't mean the parchment of the mezuzah. Mezuzah means the doorpost.
Okay.
The post. Of, we call the parchment that you put on it mezuzah. The pasuk says, Uchsavtom, you write them, al mezuzos beisechu v'sherecha. And in fact, the karoim, the shomronim, who don't learn Rashi, don't learn the Gemara, they actually write the Shema Yisrael on the doorpost itself, not a piece of cloth. Ar mesoyra beisalach ha-moshe sinai, m'farshim, etc., is that you write a piece of cloth, and then you affix it to the mezuzah. But the mezuzah is really the parchment that you write it on, is not really a mezuzah. That's the cloth that you attach to the mezuzah. We call it mezuzah.
But we have, that's where he put the don originally from the Korban Pesach.
Yeah, yeah. But he's saying, did they have mezuzahs in Mitzrayim? Right? They had mezuzahs in the form of doorposts, but they didn't have the cloth written with mezuzah. Especially since you're talking about the Goyisha houses. The Goyisha houses, they certainly didn't have mezuzahs. Okay, on to the Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah, Eved Kanani, Nikna B'Kesav B'Shtar B'Chazokar. By an Eved Ivri, we say he's Nikna B'Kesav B'Shtar. Eved Kanani is even B'Chazokar. How are you machsik in an Eved Kanani? We'll see in the Gemara shortly, he does certain personal servitude services on behalf of the Adoin, and that's the Chazakah. The Gemara will enumerate a number of examples. Now, what happens after the Eved Ivri goes free? How does he go free? Truth of the matter is, by Eved Klein, there's no din of Sheish or Yoivel. He stays there forever. However, Koines Atzmi, he can get his freedom, because of Idei Achirim, if others are willing to go and put up money for him to go and redeem him. And if the Odin gives him a Shtar Shichrur, we spoke a lot about Shtar Shichrur back in the Sefer's Gittin, where he writes that you are now free, Hari Atta Ben Choyin, on a piece of paper, he hands it over him, it paid him, and he comes to Masa, he goes free, Idei Atzmi. In other words, you don't have to appoint a third party, you can take the Shtar yourself from the Odin. Dibre Meir. The Kesef Idei Atzmi, the Kesef, he has to go and supply from his own. Ubishtar Ayidechen, if he wants to get the Shtar, that has to be handed over to somebody else, not given directly to him. Somebody else has to be zoiche on behalf of the Eved. One second. Ubavad, when we get back to Kesef Idei Atzmi, Ubavad Shia Kesef Mishal Acherim. Even though he is the one that's supplying the Kesef, how does he have his own Kesef? After all, Mashe Kona Eved Kona Rabboi. So whatever the Eved owns, the Rabbi owns. You're telling me the Eved has money? How does he have money? Say the Chachamim, Avada, he himself doesn't have the money. However, if others gave him money, and when they gave him the money, they told him with a specific tanai, Al Menas She'ein L'Rabbi Rishus Boy, that works. And therefore, that money that they receive, that the Eved receives, now belongs to him. He'll put into a trust account, and the Odin has no right to touch those funds because it was given to him with the condition, Almanas She'en L'Rabbi Rishus Boy. Now, the full explanation of Rameir and the Chachamim, we're going to have to wait for the Gemara. Rashi says in Gemara Mefarish. Gemara is going to explain in its totality. But and in terms of the superficial pshat in the meantime, what the Mishnah is telling us is that according to Rameir, since he doesn't have any funds, somebody else has to supply the funds on his behalf, because like they are cheder. And Rashi says Rameir doesn't subscribe to this almanas she'ein l'rabbi rishus boy, and therefore anytime you give money to the Eved, it belongs to the Odin automatically. So if you want to go and be poid to him, don't give the money to the Eved. Go directly to the Odin and say, how much do you want to free this Eved? $1,000. Here's $1,000. That was one way that he leaves. Second way is ubishtar. If the Odin says, I don't need you anymore, you did a great job, I thank you, here's a Shtar Shukr, he doesn't need somebody else to take it, he takes it himself. How does he take it himself? Masha Kona Eved Kona Rabbi. It's as if the Rabbi is handing it from the right hand to the left hand. So you remember, we have back in Masechta's Gittin, Gittoi the Yodoi Boim Ke'echad, that he gets back his hand and he gets the Shtar simultaneously. As the Shtar is being put into his hand, Hari Atta ben Choyrin, he becomes magically transformed into a free person. Oh, now it's no longer Masha Kona Eved Kona Rabbi. He's not an Eved anymore. He's Koyin himself. So you have to make. The Chum say, no. Kesef Idei Atzmi, you should bring the Kesef on his own. It was supplied by Achir. It now belongs to him. They gave it to him. Amanas She'en L'Rabbi Rishis Boy. He hands it over. Shtar Al Yidei Achir. Don't accept the Shtar yourself. Only through a third party. Because in the meantime, he's still an Eved. We're going to discuss some more in the Gemara tomorrow. Zok Dimar Minol. We started off the Eved Kanani Nigmi Kesef Shtar B'Chazok Minol. And how do I know the Chsiv? It says in the Pasuk, V'Gabi in Eved Kanani, V'Snachaltem Oysem L'Mneichem Achareichem L'Reshes Achuzo. Kodesh Baruch Hu says that these Eved Kananiim are your Nachla, just like a Stei Achuzo. Stei Achuzo means an ancestral land. Just like any karka, including an ancestral land, you're koyin mekesef b'shtar b'chazaka. How do I know that any land you're koyin mekesef b'shtar b'chazaka? That's going to be the Mishnah we're going to learn another 3 days on Daf Chovov Amid Aleph. At the very top of the Amid of Chovov Amid Aleph, the top line, it says in the Mishnah, the chosim sheyesh lehem achrayis. That means real estate. Niknin bekesef ubishtar ubechazaka. Ah, so just like steachuza, which is real estate, niknin bekesef ubishtar ubechazaka, Because in the Chaltam Oysam, these Avodim will be Lureshes Achuza, just like a Steachuz. Frank, Demori, Masteachuza, Achuzer is Labalim B'Yoivil. Avev Kanani, Chuzer is Labalim B'Yoivil. Why don't they go and say that just like a Steachuza goes back to the original Balim, right? If you buy from someone his ancestral property, when it comes Yoivil Jubilee year, it goes back to the original owner. So why don't you say the Eved Kanani will go back to its original owner, which means to himself? Why don't you say that he becomes automatically free in Yoivil year because of this drasha of Steachuzah? Tamaloimar, that's why the pasuk says La'olam Amtavoidu. They're going to stay as your avodim forever and ever. They don't go out in Yoivil. The pasuk on the surface of the drasha is not so simple, because we know by the Eved Nirza it says V'rotza Adoinoyes Ozne Bamatzaya V'avodoy Li'olam. And what means avod li'oilam? Le'oilam yishel yoivel. So maybe here too, when it says le'oilam mehem ta'avoidu, maybe they only work until the oilam shel yoivel. That's not my kasha. The third Toisus asks kasha. So Toisus, ve'ein lo'ima le'oilam yishel yoivel, yim kein lishtikra minei, v'ne'elam esteyachuzah. If you tell me it has the same din as a steyachuzah, steyachuzah goes back to the balam b'yoivel, then you don't need to say le'oilam mehem ta'avoidu. Therefore, the fact that it's le'oilam ta'avoidu here means literally La'olam, la'olam void, until the Eved expires.
But if that's the case, why is the Mishnah discussing a way for this Eved to buy his freedom if he's supposed to work forever?
So this, what our Mishnah says is that if you don't do these two means of freedom, he will stay forever. How can he get a premature release? Either that somebody's willing to be paid to him, or that he has his own monies that somebody gave to him.
But I thought it says Le'olam Bahem Ta'avodu, meaning that there is no possible way for him to acquire his freedom.
How much is this Gemara worth? Let's say $25 in a Svarim store. I sell it to you for $25 and I say now it's yours forever and ever. And yet Shem, after 120, when you'll be married and you'll have kids, they will take it as their Yerusha. And they'll give it to their children and their children. What happens after a few years they come back to you? I really feel bad. I shouldn't have sold this to you. This is such a wonderful Gemara. I've never had a Gemara like this in my life. I'd like to buy it back from you. You say, okay, but only at a profit. I'll sell it to you for $50. It's a deal. I'll give you $50. Will you sell it to me?
Yeah.
It's not going to belong to you anymore. So that's what the Gemara is telling us. The Eved, if you don't do anything else, the Eved will remain yours forever and ever. If he wants to purchase his freedom, he has that way, but you have to agree to it. You can't force, he cannot force it. If you agree to it, it's good. If you don't agree, then it'll stay the other.
The Yovel does not go back to the Ahuza Torah. The Ahuza, I have an Ever Kenani, I sell it to Ariel.
Right.
So the Yovel should go back to me.
That was Igmar's question. Is that the case? Igmar said no. Instead, he stays forever and ever. There's a custom. That's the din.
So Eved's not compared to a steyachuzah based on what we just said.
So it is like a steyachuzah for certain purposes. It's not a steyachuzah for other purposes. To acquire Eved Kanani, you learn from a steyachuzah, and that is b'kesu b'shtar u'b'chazaka. That's the same. So I would think that he should also be able to leave in Yovel year just like a steyachuzah. Says Yomar, that's why I have a special pasuk. No, here it's different. In this respect, it's not like steyachuzah. It stays la'olam void. So in our Mishnah, we only went and enumerated three kinyanim. Kesu shtar v'chazaka. Tana, in the Brayz, it says apa chalipa. You know, a kinyan chalipa is a kinyan sudr, just like if you've seen at chasanis, for instance, if they've appointed you as an aide, or if you've seen it, or sometimes when they write the tanoim, they go to the two sides and they go and pick up a pen or a gartel or whatever handkerchief, and they say go make a kinyan. So that's called a kinyan chalipin. So you can go and be koinin ever the kinyan chalipin as well. So why does our Mishnah leave it out? Our Mishnah only enumerates those types of kinyanim which you cannot use to be koinin metaltlin, movable objects. However, something that you can use to be koina movable objects, like tani, that's not mentioned in the Mishnah. So, in our Mishnah, kesu b'shtar b'chazaka, you cannot use as a mode of kinyan. Of course, if you're buying metal, you go into the grocery store, and you're going to go and buy a box of cereal, you give kesef. But that's not a kinyan. You just have to pay the money, because otherwise they're not going to give it to you. If you want to make a kinyan, the Mishnah Daf Chav Vav says, "Nechosim she'ein lehem achrayis she'ein metalten ein nikben ela b'mishicha or b'hagba'a or b'chalipin, but not by kesef shtar or b'chazak." And therefore says Iman, "Tani the done milk to the lesson metalten tani." It's telling us a chiddush, and every kanani, in a sense, is like metalten because it moves. Just like metalten, you can move and transport from one place to the other. You cannot transport a field from one place to the other. These are nechsi deloinaidi. They stay in place. And so therefore, our Mishnah mentions those things the less metalten. You cannot be koyin metalten kesher shtar b'chazaka. But these metalten, those kinyanim that you can use for metalten, like the kinyan chalipin, loiktani is not mentioned in our Mishnah. Om Shmuel, I have another kinyan. Evikanani nikta meshicha. You could be koyin evikanani with meshicha. How do you do meshicha? Ketzad. Talk for you bo etzloi kanai. You grab the hand of the Eved Kenani, you schlep him towards you, you're koinah, that's Mashiach. When I'm koinah, when I'm you say, "Hey, Johnny, come on over." Like koinah, with that you're not koinah. Even though he walked over, you gotta schlep, you have to do a Mashiach. Gemara is gonna ask about that shortly. So Gemara, Mishnah Matan Didon, now the question again arises, how come our Mishnah leaves out the Mashiach in our Mishnah? And Mishnah Matan Didon, the less metallic tani. Same teretz as before. Just like our Mishnah doesn't mention chalipin because you can use chalipin to be koine metalklin. So our Mishnah leaves that out. So you can use meshicha to be koine metalklin. So our Mishnah leaves it out. El Tana Barov, but the other Tana that said chalipin, which chalipin is something which is isin metalklin, so this is meshicha, so why didn't say meshicha as well? Why did we leave meshicha out? That braisa, when it said chalipin, because chalipin you can use for both karka and metaltli. Meshicha metaltli isa makoy lesa. By metaltli you can do meshicha, you can grab the metaltli and bring it to you. You can't grab a piece of karka physically because it stays in place. Makoy lesa, like Tony, that's why it's not mentioned. Okay, now we go back to what Shmuel said that you're kind of a meshicha. Ketzad. Talk for your boy Etzlei Kona. You schlep him, Koyin. Kroyu be Etzlei, if you call him and he comes, Loi Kona. Frank Timur, Kroy Loi, just calling is not enough. But Tanya, let me bring you a raya from elsewhere. Now we're not talking about an Eved, we're talking Mahavdil by an animal. Ketzad. So the Braisa mentions two types of kinyanim, Mesira and Meshicha. Meshicha is schlepping, grabbing. Mesira is handing over. Ketzad Mesira. Achsa b'talfa, if the new owner holds on to the tlofayim, the hooves, the sara, the hair, the ukif she'oleha, ukif is typically the saddle, b'shlif she'oleha is, Rashi says, a masoi, the packages which are on the back of the animal, b'prum b'shebefiya, some sort of muzzle or something else that the animal has in its mouth, u'bezuk she'batzavara, or if there happens to be like a rein around the neck, that a rope of sorts that you use to go and pull an animal. So you don't even have to pull. All you have to do is hold on to these things. That's called mesira. That's already a kinyan. Ketzav meshicha. How would you do meshicha? Koyin lo v'iba'a. You call the animal and the animal comes to you. Oishikisha mamakel. Or you go and take a stick and you hit the animal on its back with the stick. Ratzel lefanim and the animal ran. As soon as it picks up one hand with its foreleg and a back leg, then it's caught. No, that's not enough. It's got to walk at least a few steps. The amount of steps or the
shoes, or it doesn't make any difference?
Sorry?
It doesn't make any difference which way it walks. You have to bring it to your shoes.
Even in the shusarab, as long as you have the animal walk a few steps, how many steps? Beloy kamasa, the equivalent of the height of the animal is 3 or 4 feet tall, then he has to walk 3 or 4, the animal has to walk 3 or 4 feet, then he's koina. But what do I see from this braisa? That to be koina b'meshicha, you only have to be koira loviba. It doesn't say you have to go and schlep the animal. You just koira lo. So why by the case of the Eved do we say that koira is not enough, you have to go and schlep? The Gemara gives a very easy answer. Ami. The Behemah died to the Mora Azla. The Behemah doesn't have its own cycle. If you go and call over the Behemah and it starts walking, it's walking because the Odoin said, Bahaima, kimaher, come. Then the animal starts walking. On its own, it's not going to walk. When you call the Eved and say, walk in this direction, even if he walks based on your instruction, but he does it on his own, be on his own...
Volition.
Good, excellent. Shkoyach. He has his own das and his own seichel, so therefore calling is not Mashiach. But behema, it is Mashiach. Based on this, on Ravashi, Eved Katan, ki behema dami. What happens if you have a six-year-old Eved, and this six-year-old Eved, you call and say, hey, Willie, come on here. And he comes to you, he doesn't have his own seichel, he's only a katan. He's like a behema, and that's enough to be koine him just by calling. You don't have to go and schlep the yadai. Now let's go back to the inyan of chazaka. How do you make a kinyan chazaka? It's Tanur Rabban, Ketzer v'chazaka. The Eved, now you own the Eved. Hitaloy min olay. He opens up your shoelaces. Or he's carrying your clothing to the Beis Merchetz, to the mikveh, to the bathhouse. And then in the bathhouse, if Shitoy, he helps him undress. Hirchitzoy, he washes him. Sochoy, he smears him with oil. Gordoy, he combs him or brushes him. Hilbishoy, he puts on his clothing. Hineloy, he puts on his shoes. Higbioy, he picked up the odoy. All of these cases, Kanei, that's a case of chazak. Now, on the final thing about the hagbah, Omrib Shimon, leite chazak, gedoy lemi hagbah. Chazakah should not be greater than hagbah. Shagbah, koinim b'chol makay. So therefore, chazakah also is koinim b'chol makay. Freytimar, Mike Omar, what is Rib Shimon talking about? We already said that hagbah is koinim. So it says, Rib Shimon, leite chazak, gedoy lemi hagbah. So, fine, so it's not greater than hagbah. Hakbo koine b'chol makim, and it's koine gezuntayim. It's koine here too. Mike Omer, what are we saying? So Omer Ravashi, Rav Shashi says, who's doing the hakbo? Higbil hu the rabbi. If the Eved is picking up the odoy, then it's konoi in the form of chazaka, because he's helping the odoy, and doesn't have to walk. He's carrying him on his back, lemushal, piggyback. He's carrying him. So that's chazaka. That's not hakbo. Higbio Rabbi Loi, if the Rabbi would pick up the Eved and say, okay, I'm making Hagbo'ah, Loi Konoi, that's not a Kenyan. Reb Shimon, I respectfully disagree. And just like everywhere else, if you pick up this tissue box, if you pick up this Gemara, you could be Koinit. When you pick up the Eved, you can also be Koinit. Look, Gemara.
Hash. Well, he's a mitantel, but I never we said that he was a chuzah. No.
For certain purposes. For certain purposes. Not for everything. Like, for instance, we said that he works forever. So, in terms of that, here too, the Gabi Din of Hagbo, we have the machlok between Tanakam and Rib Shimon. Tanakam said Hagbo will not work. Could Rib Shimon say it works everywhere else? It works here too. Since you said that if he picks up his rabbi, he's koine, and lemiyata shivcha kananis, tikna bebir. Why wouldn't you say that if a person buys a shivcha kananis, he should be koine her with beer? In other words, b'shivcha kananis is just like an evi kanani, you're koine b'kesu b'shtar b'chazok. If they engage in beer, in marital relations, by definition, she's going to pick him up. He's going to be on top, and therefore, is a form of hagbah.
What do you mean? He can't himself. He's a goita.
You're saying, how can a Jewish man be koina at shivcha kananis? Let's assume that you're right, that in fact it's osir and osir and osir. Question is, would he be koina through doing this? Says the Gemara, why wouldn't you say that this was a valid kinyan because she has picked him up? Just like when the Eved has picked him up, it doesn't have to be a pickup of Dalar Amis, just has to be picking up. So here too, she's picking him up. Everything more, when would I say that the chazaka works through pickup, ki amrin zenden of them in style? Because the Eved has to go and carry the odin on his back. So even if he's a strong Eved, but it's still a certain degree of effort on his part to go and carry it. Hocha zenden of zenden. In the case of the odin living together with the shivcha kananis, even though it's koine bebiya, she's picking him up, but there's no tsar involved. Presumably to the other way around, she's having hanov from the fact that they're having relations. So okay, who shloi kedarka might? What would be the case if it's shloi kedarka, which means that he is getting being picked up, but the assumption is she's not having hanov because he's not having hanov the normal way a man would live with a woman. Who says even if shaloi kedarka, maybe there's also hanoa? The oy mishkva yishikziv a keisha kosev kedak shaloi kedarka. The Torah says that both of them have the same rule and the same halacha. One final shikl. Zuki mora. Reb Yudah Hindua ger she'in liyorshim haba. Reb Yudah Hindua was a ger that didn't have the reason why he had the name Hindua. Sounds like Hindu. Rashi says me'eretz kushi. He was from Kushi. You only think Kushi is Ethiopia. Kushi with Targumin and Hindua. However, the Targum Lashon Kushi is Hindua. Hindua might be India. Maybe
Hindu.
Maybe Hindu, yeah. Whatever. Anyway, that was his name, but he was a get. Gershin Liyoshim Haba. He had no children. His Cholash, Nembach, he was sick. Omar Zutra Lishulibay. Mazutra came to be Mavakr Cholim. Chazia, when he was visiting, he saw the talk of the Al Matuva. He saw that Rabbi Huda Hindua's days, hours and minutes were very, very few. In other words, he saw that things are close to an end. So what did he do? Omale the Avdisi said to the Eved of Rabbi Yehuda Hindua, Shloif Mesani, can you do me a favor? Please take off my shoes. Vamtinu lebeisa, and carry them to my house. Now why did he do that? Because he wanted to acquire the Eved as soon as Rabbi Yehuda Hindua passed away. He didn't want there to even be a millisecond where he, the Eved, was not owned by someone.
He was Hefker.
Right? Exactly, he shouldn't be Hefker. He shouldn't be Koine himself. So now, Ikari Amri, some say Godel Hava, that the Eved that we're talking about was already a Godel, Godel meaning that he was already over 13 years old. And Zeh Pirish Lamisa, Zeh Pirish Lachayim. This one is Pirish Lamisa, meaning Rabbi Yehuda Hindua Nebuch. He left to the other world. Zeh Pirish, and this Eved, Pirish Lachayim, he continued being an Eved to Marzutra. The Ikari Amri Koine Hava. He was a cotton at the time, only 10 years old. With the loika Abishol, but not like Abishol. Why? The son. He had this already back in Sechus Gittin. Yerish Ameis, of Ger that passed away. Ubizbi Yisrael in the Chosid. And now he had no Yorishim. So now any Yid can go and be Zoich in the Chosid. Some of them were older, some of them were younger. In other words, over 13, less than 13. Kanu Atzvan Benei Choyrin. They themselves are the first ones that are coining themselves. Even the cotton is coining himself prior to anybody else having the ability to be coining. Abisholaim enough, Gedoilim kanu atzman. Gedoilim can talk and be coining themselves. Ketanim kolam machzim ben zacha ben. By a cotton, as long as nobody, even though the odin has already died, he's still not free because somebody has to be machzik. And the cotton cannot be machzik in himself because he's lab b'nei dayanim. So therefore, says Agmar, the fact that Marzutra insisted on him as doing avdus before Rabbi Yehuda Hindua passed away. He didn't want there to be even a split second when he'd be on his own. He disagrees with Abishol. Because according to Abishol, he could have waited for 10 minutes after Rabbi Yehuda Hindua passed away and be koine then, because the Eved Kotten can be koine himself. The fact that he went and did it now, and Rabbi Yehuda Hindua is still alive, because he disagreed with Abishol. And he felt that, like the Tanakama, the Ben Doin, the Ben Ktanim, Konu Atzvan Bnei Choyrin, Chaparayim, before he becomes free. Right. Have a wonderful day, everybody. Say thank you.